Both Joy and Tommy are growing up in the culture of the United States. They are learning what it means to be a girl and a boy in this culture. Their sex at birth, female and male, is now becoming a gender, a way of thinking, speaking, and acting that is considered feminine or masculine. Each culture has its own way of defining gender, and very early in life, gender becomes a basic part of a person's identity. According to Deborah Tannen, a professor at Georgetown University, gender differences are even reflected in the ways that men and women use language. Tannen and others who study communication believe that these differences begin early in life. For example, in the United States and Canada, boys and girls usually play in same-sex groups. Boys might play in large groups in which every boy knows his place. Some are leaders, others are followers. Boys compete with one another for leadership. Many boys like to get attention by boasting or talking about how well they can do things. The games that they play often have complicated rules, and each boy tries hard to win. Girls, in contrast, usually play in smaller groups. Sometimes they play with only one or two best friends. Most girls want other girls to like them, and this is more important to them than winning. Girls may be interested in playing fairly and taking turns. For example, when girls jump rope together, two girls hold the rope while others jump. Then the rope holders take their turn jumping.